Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer Chris Clements and Dark Money Sean Noble.
And welcome back to another exciting edition of Light Beer Dark Money. My name is Chris Clements, your humble host, and my Dark Money cohort, Sean Noble, is in an undisclosed location in a bunker somewhere.
Well, it's really not undisclosed or a bunker, but where I am is at the 8th annual biohacking conference put on by Dave Asprey. And so I just want to do a little preview. This is something that we can talk about in a future episode after I've learned some more. But this is my second in-person biohacking conference. Third, because they did one by Zoom 3 years ago, or 2 years ago now, I guess.
And Sean, for our listeners, what is biohacking exactly?
So biohacking is the use of science and technology to improve wellness, longevity, and overall well-being. You know, it's things as simple as meditation. It can be, you know, more effective exercise, doing it in a sequence. It's things like red light therapy or a cold plunge or a sauna use. All these things are pieces of what is considered biohacking. Basically, how do you take things that are out there and make yourself more effective, more healthy, with the goal of living a very long and productive life? Dave Asprey has said that his goal is to live to be 180.
Wow.
Now, he's a wealthy guy.
That's getting into biblical proportions there, I think.
Exactly.
180.
So I have a goal to be 120.
120.
Yes.
Well, you only look like you're 30. So I mean, I think you're well on your way.
So I'm on my way.
Is that all the cold plunges you keep doing?
It's probably the cold plunges. It's probably the sauna. It's definitely eating well. And for me, this has been a 3-year experiment, and I haven't quite nailed it. I don't think you ever really do, because there's new things that pop up all the time. So every year when I come to this conference, I learn something new.
But also, don't you have like certain vices that kind of vex you into maybe
definitely
not completely hacking your bio?
So one of the things that vexed me for a while was alcohol. I got rid of that last year. So that's definitely been an improvement in both my physical health and my brain health. My current vexations are probably drinking too much caffeine and the wrong kind of caffeine. I drink Monster.
Oh my goodness.
That's probably not great.
Do you drink Monster when you come on the set with those big jugs? Is that what's
I
in
do
there?
Oh my gosh. Sometimes. Sometimes I'm drinking a Monster, as I pointed out on the podcast before. And I did quit smoking a few years ago, but I still vape.
Oh.
So that's another one that I'm going to be working on, because while it's obviously better for me than smoking, it's still not healthy and it will definitely impact longevity. So it's both taking bad things out and putting good things in and finding that balance. So just a little preview. Dave Asprey spoke this morning, and his big theme is be dangerous. Dangerous people are the kinds of people that go beyond what others think is possible. And, you know, for the biohacker, that's just taking it one step at a time, picking the things that work for you. What I've discovered is I kind of fancied myself as an amateur biohacker, but I think I'm really more just a biohacker wannabe. Now, I probably do more than the vast majority of people as far as little things on the biohacking side. But it really is just finding those things that are useful in making yourself, more effective and trying to keep your brain and your body and your gut, because of the gut brain connection, in sync. So we'll dive into this. I'm going to be inviting a few of the folks here to come onto the podcast over the next few months. So we have that to look forward to.
Well, that's great. And I was thinking as you were commenting on what it really is. I mean, it also has to do with understanding your proclivities, understanding, you know, what your body is made up of, understanding and not being afraid. I mean, you know, men in general avoid going to the doctor like the plague.
Yep.
And I think we don't. my wife sometimes tells me you're a little too worried about stuff, but I suffer from high cholesterol. That's just genetic. And so I do take a lot of supplements, and I do work out every morning. In fact, I just worked out about 30 minutes ago, so my brain is still firing. And I have to. I've learned that I have to. If I don't, I'm just not me. I just can't function. And what's really sad, and I think what we've learned through the pandemic and what you've articulated so well, is, you know, illness, so much of illness and what ills are our society and our communities is so much based on just basic health. And what we've done to our bodies for years. Now, my vices, I, like you, pretty much shunned away alcohol. I quit drinking for like 3 years and lost about 30 pounds. And people thought I was very sick, but I wasn't. I was actually just expelling all that sugar and everything else. And lately, what I've noticed is I've been taking away dairy. And dairy, actually, I love cheese and I love yogurt and I love all that stuff. But actually, in terms of my gut, in terms of the things that make me feel healthy, I've noticed a huge difference. And just knowing those things, and it doesn't mean you have to like expunge everything, but knowing what those things are that make your body react in different ways.
Well, one great example of a simple biohack would be an elimination diet. Mm. So take everything out and then just start at the base, meat. And then put things back in and see how your body reacts to that. Those are pretty simple ways to figure out what it is that's, for you, dairy probably causes some inflammation. I don't think it does for me as much. I don't do a ton of dairy. I drink raw milk on occasion and eat raw cheese when I can get a hold of it. But it's trying to figure out what it is. And I have been back and forth on what I eat. I've done the Tim Ferriss slow carb diet. I've done a animal-based diet. There's just a variety of ways to attack this. It's always an evolution, finding what it is. When do I feel the best? When do I, feel the sharpest? What are the things that I'm doing in my life that make me feel productive and present? And I'll tell you, meditation is a big part of that. I think that's a practice that everybody should. And one of the speakers today has a new book out, The Six Phases of Meditation. He pointed out that a lot of people say, oh, you got to meditate for an hour. He thinks that the perfect amount of time for the most Americans is about 15 minutes, because we just are busy. And if you can take 15 minutes and really get focused and, internalize, what you want to accomplish, then you can take that other 45 minutes, go exercise or go actually put that into practice. So even if it's starting at 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, just stillness in your head helps you clear your mind. That's a good practice for anybody.
Well, the interesting thing about Dave Asprey is that he is the inventor and the creator of the Bulletproof brand, which some people might know about. And you mentioned coffee as being somewhat of a vice for you. I am a big supporter of their coffee brands and their collagen protein, and it works. It's tremendous.
In terms of just
making you feel better.
Right. And one of the things that's interesting, so he is no longer associated with Bulletproof. Sure. It's still a great product, but he now has Dangerous. It's called Dangerous Coffee. And this is a little bit different than Bulletproof. It's got additional minerals. that is in the coffee itself. And then obviously he puts butter in it or ghee. It's a great, great thing to do. And like I said, I cut out coffee, but then I added Monster back in. So I got to find out what that is. And I think I'm going back to Dangerous Coffee. Obviously I'm influenced by the fact that I'm here at the Biohacking Conference.
So. Well, I use Bulletproof Coffee every morning along with their collagen protein, non-flavored. And right before I go and work out, and it makes a tremendous difference. I don't know, just having those amino acids in you, and then I use some of their MCT oil as well, and it's great. Well, yeah. I think this is great, and I'm glad that you're there, and I'm sure our listeners would love to learn more. And we're going to have Dave Asprey's website up on our page, and we're going to learn more about what it is to be biohacked. Because as long as our kids tell us that we're younger than we are, I think we're making progress.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, that's how I gauge it.
Yeah.
So, well, good. Well, enjoy the conference, and we miss you here, and we're going to move on to our, we have another podcast coming up with a special guest. And so everyone who's listening to this one, thank you so much for listening. Remember, our podcast is founded on the values of faith, freedom, and free enterprise, the foundations of our great country. Thanks for listening.